Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it is Tim Harris. Tim, you are the CEO and co-founder of VirtueSpect. You're found on the web at virtuespect.com. Really excited to talk about your technology. Tim, it's great to have you.
Great to be here, Josh. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Before we start talking about the impact that you have in the market and, you know, kind of your superpowers and the work that you do, I understand that you're an avid swimmer. And, you know, by avid, I am astonished at your early morning gumption. You want to maybe share your morning routine?
Yeah, well, I've started about 10 years ago swimming every day. And now I'm a regular swimmer with a other group of swimmers at 4 a.m. in the morning. So I go to bed quite early, but I get up early, and I find that the routine of doing a long swim early in the morning before most people wake up helps relieve stress and gets me focused for the day. So that's my passion outside of work.
Yeah. You know, I live here in Orlando, so I have a pretty decent outdoor swimming calendar that I can do that. Obviously not now, not in January, but it's actually not too many months away that I can get back in the pool. Can I just ask you a personal question? You know, so I tend to get a lot of shoulder pain from swimming, and maybe it's my stroke. And I can tell you this, I'm absolutely not doing maybe the stretching that I should. That could be part of my problem. Do you make something like that a part of your routine so you can keep swimming at that pace?
Actually, I don't do a lot of stretching, but I did join a master's program, which is a national swimming group that has coached workouts early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And they helped me with my technique to be more using core to throw the arms instead of using the shoulders to throw the arms, which really kind of alleviates a lot of the shoulder pain. So,
wow. Thank you for that little tip. That's where I'm going to start digging. I have some things to learn before I get back in the pool in a few months. So, well, Tim, share with us a little bit about what VirtueSpect is, what you do.
Sure. So VirtueSpect is a software as a service company. So subscription-based software company, and we provide a platform that automates the inspection process for regulated industries like banking, which is our first market that we entered. So, for example, for SBA loans, which is one of our use cases, SBA loans there's an inspection required for a restaurant, say, applying for a loan. And typically that inspection was done by third parties, would drive to a location, a restaurant, for example, and take pictures and answer questions and then attach the photos to emails and so forth. So that is historically how it's worked with our system. We have both we've combined a centralized management software platform to manage all the workflows associated with the inspection, as well as a highly secure mobile app that allows, in the case I just mentioned, the restaurant owner to capture their own inspection, which is a lot more convenient than sending a third party to do it. It's a lot less intrusive, and it is a lot faster, and it allows us to do high numbers of inspections for regulated industries where inspections are generally required at scale, thousands of inspections per day if needed.
Wow. Okay, so these would be and so who typically is doing this? Obviously, these are inspectors that are using your platform then. I mean, it might be kind of interesting, to kind of someone want to be able to do their own inspections with this technology just to make sure they're ship shape. But it sounds like the majority of the work are going to be done by current inspectors.
Well, actually, it can be done by inspectors, but typically it's done by people who are either working remotely or have a business that's applying for a loan, and we guide them through the process to do the inspection themselves. So they don't need to be an expert at capturing the inspection. The questions are all customizable and tailored by the organization seeking the inspection, and they're typically done by people in the field. So a restaurant owner who's applying for a loan would do their own inspection. For someone working from home, which is another regulated use case that works for a bank, for example, needs to have their home office inspected, they would do that inspection themselves. And then our platform orders it handles the provision the or the ordering of the inspection, the provisioning of the mobile app for the person in the field to do the inspection, the producing of the reports, the remediation, escalation, notification, approval process, and all that stuff.
Well, this has to be improving a lot of old systems that maybe just delayed a lot of things. And so obviously there's some cost savings I think that can be realized here, but I think that this just makes things so much more efficient. I'm sure you've got some great stories of particular use cases where like, yeah, let me tell you the before and after. Tim, anything come to mind?
Well, I can give you a good example, which is banking, which, as I mentioned, is our first vertical market that we've penetrated. For our first customer, Celtic Bank, which does about 1,000 inspections a year with us, they are able to cut the loan close time by 4 days per loan. Because normally, the ordering of an inspection from a third party, getting them to go out to travel to go do the inspection, making the appointment with the business that needs the inspection would typically take about 5 days. And the fastest we've turned around an inspection for them is 28 minutes. So it's a pretty radical improvement in that. And for a bank, that translates to extra interest income for the bank, because if they close faster, then they have 4 extra days of interest income. So, for different industries, there are different benefits of automating the inspection process.
No question. Now, are there regulated? I'm just trying to understand the process here about these are again very highly regulated use cases. Is there like how do you ensure that you're meeting all of their requirements with this platform? And obviously, then I guess they kind of have to agree to it. But if there's kind of a known professional standard, how has that work happened in conforming to those regulations and also getting buy-in from the banks or whoever else might be needing this very regulated review?
So the inspection, the questions that are asked in the inspections, and the photos and videos that are requested to prove compliance in our system are generally well known. There are regulations about what needs to be captured, and we encapsulate those in. I mean, there are experts who've helped us to. We don't develop the questions in the photo list ourselves. They come from either the customer or from a regulator. And we've also partnered with a leading compliance audit company, eDelta Consulting, that helps us with a broad range of compliance audits that they know what the regulations are. They provide the frameworks to their customers, and they help us to design the inspections that meet the needs of the regulators.
And so, as a company, then VirtuSpect, how has growth been, and how do you, how are you kind of continuing that growth trajectory?
Well, I mean, as a startup, we've stayed very focused on financial services. We have designs on other vertical markets, and we're starting to penetrate those as well. But we have customers in the commercial lending space, and the growth has been good. We launched the platform in August of 2024, so we've been at it a little over a year. And we are self-funded and able to, self-sustainable. So we haven't taken any external funding yet. So I guess that's a good that's a good indicator of how well we're doing. Obviously, we'd like to raise money to grow, but that we've done well in our beachhead market, and now we've divided where we want to go next, continuing in financial services with banking, but also expanding into like bank branch inspections for banks and things like that within financial services, and home office inspections for securities companies that have people working from home. So there's a compliance there's a compliance market for us, you know, where we prove compliance. We're the last mile of compliance, essentially, where we prove through photographic and other types of evidence that someone is in compliance to policies and procedures for compliance purposes. The other part of our business that is emerging is using our platform to augment asset management systems that, for instance, if a large warehouse, an Amazon warehouse, has a number of forklifts, those need to be inspected on a regular basis, and integrating with the inventory management system and with the ERP systems, for example, to know not only the location and a proof of existence of an asset, but also the quality of the asset and how often it needs to be inspected and so forth. That's a new market that we're just beginning to penetrate now.
How does it, you know, getting started, and, you know, I don't know if you ever get, you know, folks that are concerned about privacy, obviously, I'm sure that's a, you know, generally something that folks will ask about. But is the process, you know, part of my question is, you know, to our friend that's listening right now, you know, obviously they can go to your website, virtuespect.com, and, you know, it's getting very clear, but do you mind maybe kind of sharing their next steps? And then also usually what happens and, you know, how easy it could potentially be to get going with the platform?
Sure. So, we are really focused on companies that need, that do inspections at scale. So, you know, at least I would say at least 100, needing at least 100 inspections a year, because typically those are the ones that have operational issues with managing large numbers of inspections, and particularly the remediation. You know, if something needs to be fixed or something needs to be re-inspected, doing that manually when you have large numbers of inspections is a problem. So if there are companies that are struggling with that and using third-party inspectors, we're a really good fit. And in terms of privacy, everything is, we're built on a really industrial strength enterprise software platform that everything is encrypted. And actually, I would argue much more secure than a typical third-party inspector who's generally an unskilled person who's sent in a car to go take photos inside someone's business. We have everything locked down, and typically we're using internal resources, which is more secure than using third-party resources. So.
Well, your website is virtuespect.com. There's right when you go to the website, you'll see a learn more box. You'll see a contact form. And then I would imagine they get to talk with somebody on your team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love to talk to anyone who's interested.
And your pricing is actually fairly accessible. I mean, given your use case, you know, yeah. But starts, you know, anyway, the pricing is productized. You have it right on the website. So, well, wonderful. Tim, thank you so much for the conversation. Again, Tim Harris, you're the co-founder and CEO of VirtuSpect, the website virtuespect.com. Tim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Josh. Really appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you in the pool.
Thank you very much. Bye now. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.